What up, everybody? Welcome to episode 88 of the Bedroom Drinking Podcast. I'm Dustin.
What's up, everyone? It's Nate Dogg. We're back from a sabbatical.
Yeah, it's because I was dying. I had the swine flu.
He didn't have the flu at all, but...
You don't know that. You're not a medical professional.
Yeah, I am, actually.
Not yet. You don't have a license.
Doesn't matter. You didn't have the flu. You just had a
really... I had all the symptoms of the flu.
The cold has all the symptoms of the flu.
No, I just looked at a side-by-side thing from many different sources comparing flu symptoms and cold symptoms, and they're different.
Well, you were fine. You definitely were sick, but...
You don't run a fever with a cold, typically.
Yeah, you do.
No.
I always do.
Well, then you didn't have colds.
I don't have the flu. Adults don't get the flu.
Yes, they do.
They're pussies.
Adults get everything. Except, like, chicken pox.
You should have got the flu shot.
Well, the last time I got the flu shot, I got the flu. So, and I didn't get the flu any other years.
Just have weak genes. I don't know. I got the flu shot, and you tried to give me the flu, and it almost took, but...
You didn't... You got a flu shot?
Yeah. I always get a flu shot.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No.
You just go get one. You got them at Walgreens or whatever.
When did you get it?
I got it during school. Remember, I had to have it for school?
Oh, yeah.
I went to the doctor person.
But you didn't have to get it last year.
No. I just usually like to get them so I don't get the flu.
They're only 10 to 30% effective anyway.
That's 10 to 30% more.
But then also, you can also get it from the flu shot.
I mean, they are giving it to you.
So,
and so your body can be immune.
But then it's not always.
Well, I think the last time I actually had the flu, I was like, I don't know, 5.
I don't think I actually had the flu.
And I've been getting
the flu shot last time. I had it in second grade, but anyway, I had the flu, so.
Supposedly.
I'm going to punch you. My mom said I had the flu.
Of course she
knows
did.
Better than you. She's a mom.
Well, I mean, yeah, she's a white mom.
Exactly. So she knows everything.
I think a couple times I did have the flu, but my mom was like, no, you're just being a weak person. Go to school.
That's not allowed. You're not supposed to go to school with the flu because it's contagious.
Yeah, but only the weaklings will catch it after that.
No?
Yeah.
Anyone?
No.
You had it? Were you a weakling?
I was a little kid. Yeah, I was a weakling. I hadn't developed my adult immune system yet.
Oh my gosh. Your adult immune system is crap.
My adult immune system's
awesome. You're always sick.
I always have colds, but that's it. I don't get sick. I don't get, like, cancer or anything. Or scabies.
Not yet. One day.
I just get, like, you know, a little head colds, and they get sometimes bad. I have a little fever. No big deal. I still go on with my life.
I only get sick once in a while. You're definitely sick more than me.
Having a cold is not sick, though.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's just a temporary setback.
Temporary setback.
Sick is when you, like, can't do anything and you can't go to work. That's sick.
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
No.
If you have a cold, you can still go do things. You just kind of feel a little more miserable.
Yeah, but you could still be sick and be able to do things. I just looked up the definition of sick. Affected by physical or mental illness. That's not helpful.
It's very broad.
What is illness?
What is illness? Well, illness is different, I guess.
No, because being sick is having an illness.
Well, an illness is a specific thing, though, maybe.
Illness is a disease or period of sickness affecting the body or mind. I hate these fucking dictionary definitions that go in circles.
It just keeps going, like, back...
Now I gotta look up disease.
Well, real quick, let's talk about the Super Bowl, which is, speaking of disease, football.
Satan was defeated.
Speaking of disease, Tom Brady was finally cured. But he'll be back next year and probably beat everyone like 50-0.
Oh yeah, I've been saying everyone is like, "Oh, it's rigged for the Patriots." And so my theory was this year people are starting to catch on to that, so they're gonna rig it for the Eagles to throw everyone off and be like, "Oh, maybe it's not rigged after all." But then next year they'll come back and the Patriots will win again, and all will be wrong with the world once again,
and everything will be right in football. I saw a little bit. I saw the game for a good amount of time, and then I didn't see it for a good amount of time, and then I finished it out. But it was a pretty good game, apparently. At least it wasn't like a blowout.
Yeah, and I saw most of it. I was like behind, and so we ended up fast-forwarding through like most of the third quarter.
Did you see that? Like they did a side by side like catch thing of like that catch that they counted for the Eagles, but it was like the same, well, basically the same catch that Dez Bryant did, but it wasn't counted as a touchdown.
I did not see that.
Someone like posted it and it was like their bodies were like the same.
That was a touchdown.
And the ball came out of like their hands like the same way, but it was a touchdown for them. But
Well, yeah, because like I said, it's rigged for the Eagles this time.
Yeah, well, this happened. This is like 2 years ago, anyways. I think.
Oh.
For the Cowboys.
Well, nothing's ever rigged for the Cowboys.
It's rigged against them, definitely. But
right, not for them. Yeah. Did you see that catch though?
Yeah, I did. I saw the actual catch like on TV. Yeah.
I was like, this is obviously a touchdown. They're just trying to be all pussy babies.
I mean, it looked. Yeah, it was definitely.
I mean, they only replayed it like 27 times.
Yes. Yeah. They were just being babies. But I think the real champions of the Super Bowl were the Tide Pod or the Tide commercials with the guy from Stranger Things.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, another one?
They were all amazing.
I was waiting for Tide Pod commercials.
But all the Tide commercials were, like, on point. I didn't see one David Schwimmer Skittle commercial.
I didn't see one either.
Maybe it didn't make Dress.
I like the, I don't, you said you didn't see it. It was like, I guess one commercial, technically. But it was, one was for Doritos and one was for the Mountain Dew Ice, which is just caffeinated Sprite, essentially. But the first one was Peter Dinklage, like, rapping, but, like, he was lip-singing. He was just like...
I've seen it on Facebook, but I haven't, like, watched it yet.
Oh, and then there was... After him was Morgan Freeman, and he was lip-singing to some, like, hip-hop woman song. And then they, like, meet up at the end. That was funny.
The halftime show wasn't really that great.
You said it was good.
It was good, it just wasn't great.
I thought it was probably...
His dancing was good. I would have liked to see more, like, of him singing, because he can't actually sing.
Yeah, but the Super Bowl, the halftime show is not about singing. It's about entertaining.
It's about lip singing.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, not having anything plugged in.
That's not fun.
Remember when the Red Hot, I think it was the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah, they weren't even playing.
They weren't playing.
Well, I mean,
at all.
They were just playing.
They were playing, but that's, like, not the sound that you were hearing.
It was a recording of them
playing.
Yeah,
they were playing along to, it was, like, instrumental lip singing.
Yeah. It's just, that's not fun for me, but. That kid in the stands next to Justin Timberlake who was, like, on his phone the whole time.
Yeah.
And we were like, what are you doing? This guy.
Why did they keep showing him?
Because he was on his phone literally the whole, like, Justin Timberlake was dancing, literally standing right next to him.
He was probably texting his friends, like, holy shit.
He was
shit,
just like,
Justin Timberlake just molested
me. He was Googling who was Justin Timberlake.
That'd be funny if he really was, though.
Yeah. He was probably, like, playing Doodle Jump or something. I don't know.
Doodle Jump?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, blast from the past. He's too young to know that.
Well, I hope everyone lost a lot of money on the Super Bowl, and I hope y'all's lives are ruined by it. But Tom Brady lost, so...
I just want Tom Brady. They were showing, like, Tom Brady's Super Bowl stats, and we were like, what other quarterback would they have enough to even show any Super Bowl stats? It'd be like one or two games. He's been like 27.
Because he's the only one who has those.
Oh my gosh.
Oh well. Maybe he'll retire.
He's 40 now, so he should. He's getting up there.
He's getting up there.
He's old.
He's won enough Super Bowls.
Right?
He's won
more Super Bowls than most people would.
That quarterback for the Eagles, though, is probably going to get traded like a boss.
Why?
Because they have Wentz.
Nah, that's true.
He was their backup quarterback who won them the Super Bowl.
No, he was really good, though, and I didn't really pay that much attention
to him. He took over like in December. When Wentz got hurt.
I never really noticed him that much until the Super Bowl.
I mean, he's been their quarterback for, like, the whole second half of the season.
I know, but they're not really on my radar, so I don't really care.
So maybe the Houston Texans will get him.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be nice.
Yeah, he's definitely getting traded. Like, he's not a back. He's not going to, like, be on the Eagles next season and be like, well, I guess I'll go back to being a backup, even though I just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, fuck that. Oh, maybe we could get Case Keenum back. That'd be nice.
Nah, he's going to stay with the Vikings. He likes it there.
But he would rather play for the Texans. He's from Houston, and he went to U of H, and that's where he started.
I mean, I'm sure he'd rather play for whoever's going to give him the most money.
Yeah, that's right. The Texans kind of suck.
Yeah. They don't have any money.
He got way further with the Vikings than he would have with the Texans.
And he wants to go with a team where he actually has a chance of winning a Super Bowl. So
This is true. Oh, well.
Well, we'll see. There'll be some trades coming up. We'll see who gets where. Maybe I'll get Foles.
Foles.
Probably not.
About that.
Twitter shouts. We got a whole plethora of them today.
A whole plethora?
Yeah. Means like a lot.
Oh, I know. I also took an SAT prep course.
You took an SAT prep course?
Well, online.
Oh. I just took the SAT.
Well, my parents made me. They said they wouldn't give me my allowance until I took it.
I also took an SAT prep course. I prepped the morning of by smoking a little bit of marijuana.
Well, that's why you failed.
Fail. I got into college.
You got into Texas State.
I got into lots of colleges.
Oh, that's true.
I just decided to go to Texas State because they gave me the most money to go there.
God only knows why.
I don't know. I was good at music.
Okay.
That's why I got a music scholarship.
Holy shit, the squirrels.
Yeah. So we'll save that one for last. We'll start off with Twitter shouts. We got Talking Crass.
Okay.
They said some nice things. Films on Trial said some nice things. Juliet Miranda said some really nice things. The BP podcast also said some nice things. The relevant to our interests said some awesome nice things. And Hotheads also said some awesome things. and then we got the main man, the GOAT of the podcast fan world.
I'm getting so sick of GOAT.
Jimmy Evans.
Yeah, Jimmy.
At this point, I think he has like tenure. Like, he doesn't have to actually post anything anymore. He's just automatically on Twitter shouts. But he should still do those.
Yeah.
He should still post some cool stuff because it's always fun. So thanks all for giving us the shout outs and awesome words and helping promote the podcast out there. We really do appreciate it. So you will all get a Naked Man.
Naked Man. Also, while we were off last week, the top half of my toenail is gone on my big toe on my right foot.
No one wants to hear about that.
Sure they do. It's gross. It's fascinating. Look at it.
I don't want to look at it. It's worse than the childbirth.
Oh, yeah, you got to witness an alien life form coming.
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
Onto the earth. Not as gross as my toenail, apparently.
No. Not even close.
I was really disappointed, though, because I've been playing with it for like a week. And I wanted to just rip it off, but I was like, no, I'm just going to let it come off naturally. And then one day I woke up, and I guess it came off in my sleep, and it was just gone. And I didn't get the honor of being able to, like, pull it off. I was sad. I don't know where it is. It's Athena probably ate it.
Gross. Moving on. Our topic for the day is something we saw earlier, actually. I saw, like, a post about it.
We skipped the dumbass.
Did we really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We whined a little bit.
You went straight from Super Bowl.
I went Super Bowl to Twitch. That's because I think I had it like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we got and all the way back. That's the rewinding noise.
That was a really weird rewinding noise. That was like noise. When it's rewinding while the tape's broken.
The tape's breaking while it's rewinding. the dumbass of the week. Sorry, we'll get it. This is the Almost Famous crew.
Almost Famous. That's a good one. Yeah, so CNBC, which is, I think they're like a financial network, that NBC, it's like a cable news channel, but it's like, I don't know, it's one of those dumb, like MSNBC, whatever, but I guess they just picked up this new reality show called Staten Island Hustle, and so the Staten Island Hustle crew thought it would be a good idea to go to the Newark Airport, which is in New Jersey, and try to pass a fake explosive through security so that they can film not only like TSA's reaction when they find this explosive, but they also wanted to film like if any like panic or chaos ensued from an explosive being found. They wanted to get all that on film too. But what they probably didn't expect was that it went through and they were like, this is not okay. It was deemed to be a fake explosive. But then they got arrested, all eight of them, and
there was no panic, or the TSA didn't freak out or tackle people.
No, there was nothing.
They probably just notified
they were like
security.
They were like, "This looks weird," and so then they were like, "Oh no, this is good." They probably asked them like, "What is this?" And they probably just told them. I guess I don't know.
Oh, it was a fake bomb that we were trying to
pay for our TV show. Yeah. But they were all arrested and are being charged with creating a false public alarm, conspiracy, and interference with transportation, which carries a minimum fine of $13,000 per violation. So it would be
$600,000.
No.
So they're all being charged with that? So it's three.
Yeah, all of them.
That's three charges.
It's $312,000 total for eight of them.
Yeah.
Did you really not trust my calculator?
No.
You had to use your calculator, which is the exact same?
Well, it's a different phone.
Yeah, it's smaller. Ergo, not as good.
It's just as good. Well, I mean, they're not going to actually have to pay all that. I'm sure they'll get
What do you mean? That's the minimum.
That's what they were charged with. I mean, they're going to get lawyers, and they're probably going to, like, settle for some other thing, like obstruction of highway or something.
So
they'll probably get it, like, knocked down to, like, something stupid and won't have to do anything. Probably just, like, community service.
I'm almost positive that a bunch of these things that people end up getting, like, they're charged with something, and then they get it lowered to something else, like obstruction of a highway or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think that's actually, like, a thing that anyone ever actually gets charged with to begin with. I'm pretty sure that kind of stuff was just made up as a way to give someone a lesser charge than what they actually did.
Obstruction of a highway.
Because what the fuck?
Yeah. Oops. Oh, well. So, I mean, lesson here is don't take fake bombs into the airport because you'll probably just get arrested, even if you're trying to, like, do it for a TV show.
Yeah, they don't get TSA. Don't give a fuck. They don't mess around.
Yeah, they're highly trained high schoolers.
Well, some of them might have their GEDs instead of high school.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, they're highly trained GEDers.
I'm pretty sure that's all you have to have is your GED.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have a high school diploma or a GED to, like, apply for all the training they go through. TSA.
You know, sometimes I feel like getting your GED, it might be even harder than high school.
Because you actually have to take a test.
Yeah.
It probably isn't, but
I wonder what's on the test. I want to, like, take a GED test sometime. It's probably
like a dumbed-down SAT or something. It's an equivalency exam, so it's, like, stuff that you would have learned, like, throughout high school. So it's probably, like, there's, like, algebra, geometry.
Maybe it's just, like, a long tax test.
Yeah.
Which I guess is the
TEKS.
Well, I don't know what the hell it is now.
I took the TOS test.
Yeah, that was what I took in elementary school.
All the way through, like, middle school.
I think when I was in eighth grade, I think it was the first year they changed it to tax.
Or was it tax?
Yeah, the Texas Assessment of Knowledge and Skills.
That's what we took throughout all high school. And then it became TEKS. Wasn't
TEKS when I was in high school.
It was tax.
It was almost, but now it's STAR.
It was TOS and then tax. Yeah, you're right. It was TOS and then tax and then now it's STAR.
Which, I don't know, there was no difference between the TOS and the tax test.
Yeah.
And if you're from Texas, or not from Texas, you have no idea what word.
Yeah.
We're speaking.
We might as well be speaking Swahili. Or, like, you know, Canadian English or something. Anyways, moving on, we have a cool little thing. It's called EMIJTBG. That's the name of the topic today.
Okay. That sounds like, you know, when you take the, like, what kind of personality are you or whatever? It's like the INFP, ENTJ, or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I thought you were doing at first. I was like, what? That was in the program notes.
No, this is emotional manipulation. Is Jim the bad guy?
Okay, first, before we explain that, we need a drink for Mandy.
Who's Mandy? Mandy Moore?
I wish.
Mandy, naked man.
She has a crown, though, like a princess crown.
It's a baby.
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's an adult woman.
I thought it was... Sorry. Queen of the ruckus. Okay. I was just looking at it. I thought it was like a little baby.
Whoops.
Whoops. So yeah, emotional. I did it again.
Emotional.
Cosmopolitan.
Was it? I can't remember. Cosmopolitan.
Cosmopolitan.
Was it? I can't remember if it was yesterday or the day before. The Bible reading when they were talking about people being, like, unclean.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, when they were talking about the men being unclean, it was some kind of, like, secretion or something.
The lepers?
That I had to, like, no, not the lepers.
That was the last one. Prison and cleaning them. And
was yesterday the lepers?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Well, they were both lepers. It was like a cliffhanger on the lepers.
Cliffhanger?
Seminal emission. That's what it
was. Gross.
Seminal emission. That sounds like something gross, but I gotta look it up so I can see. He's unclean for 7 days after every seminal emission. If you touch his bed, you die or something.
Gross. So yeah, emotional. Dang it. Emotional manipulation. It's spelled right. I don't know why I keep saying emotional. Emotional manipulation is Jim the bad guy. This is referring to Jim Halpert from The Office. There was this thing that came out that I saw, and it was like, basically saying how Jim is, like, evil and terrible human being, even though he's, like, praised as, like, the best person on the show. Or
yeah, because he bullied Dwight, his co-worker. for years. And also, probably more importantly, he emotionally manipulated an engaged woman, aka Pam. And so he's actually the villain of the show and not
the hero.
Not the hero, as we were led to believe all this time.
Well, first of all, like, it wasn't like bullying, Dwight. They were just pranks. It was like friendly pranks.
Well, I would see.
That's
so
not bullying.
They were pranks. It'd be different if, like, Dwight would prank him back and it was just like an ongoing prank war. But he didn't. He just kept doing shit to Dwight.
Well, Dwight was super annoying to him and would, like, make life hard.
Dwight was super annoying to everyone.
Yeah, but everyone was like, everyone would just do their work.
Yeah.
And Jim would spend all of his time pranking Dwight and still outsell everybody.
But he was pranking him on,
but well, he was still always friend.
So in essence, he was stealing money, also stealing money from the company.
But then he made it all back because he would make like crazy sales. And
did he make it all back? We don't know.
I mean, he gets promoted a bunch of times and stuff. But he was still always was like still Dwight's friend. He just liked to prank him.
At the end of the day, yeah, they were friends, and I think they actually did
like
care about each other.
Yeah, they would still like. He would still, like, not, like, be rude to him. He would just prank him a lot.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Like, a big deal. People were just, like, freaking out because people are all their sensitive feelings and all that shit. Now, the emotional manipulations.
Emotional. Just go with it.
I mean, I don't think that's different, I guess. I mean, yeah, she was engaged, so he was just, like, her friend. And then they became best friends. And then he liked her a lot and was, like, in love with her.
Well, he fell in love with her, and then yeah, she was engaged, but he was like, I'm just going to go all out and tell her how I feel, and then she can do with that information whatever she wants.
Yeah, I mean, she was obviously engaged to a wrong person who, like, didn't really care that much.
Well, so I don't think there's such a thing as being engaged or being married to the wrong person, because that gets kind of into the whole thing of, like, soulmates. Like, is there one person that you're meant to be with? Which can't be true, because by this point in time, so many people would have married the wrong person that all the soulmates would just be all fucked up anyway. So it'd be impossible for you to marry the right person.
Yeah.
I think you just find someone that you
kind of like,
that you feel like you want to commit to spending the rest of your life with, and then that makes them the right person. I mean, you could have bad taste and choose someone who you shouldn't, but then at the end of the day, like, you just have to go with it and live.
Yeah, there's people who get married, they have long, long marriages and get divorced in like 60.
Yeah, I don't think that's super common, but
it's no, because our people's marriages don't last more than like a year.
Yeah, or two. Or even
or
6 months.
Or four, or five, or six. But
supposedly, if you make it through like 7 years,
then
your
good.
Odds of staying together go like way crazy up.
Yeah, because those are like the hardest years.
Yeah.
Because you're still like,
that's why they call it like the 7 year itch.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Is it itch or stretch?
Itch. It's like, because you're like itching for like, we want something more or whatever.
Or you want something different.
Different, yeah.
You're like, I'm tired of you and your nonsense.
Yeah.
Well, that just comes down to people who should have gotten married, I guess.
But when you get to, yeah, like the.
But going back to Jim.
Like, so saying that he emotionally manipulated her is dumb to me.
Yeah, I don't think that was the case at all.
Saying that you manipulate someone implies intentional, like, you're intentionally trying to fuck with them, basically. Which he wasn't doing at all. He was literally just putting his feelings out there and then letting her decide.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how that's manipulating her.
I don't know. I guess because the whole time, like, he's, like, flirting with her and stuff. Before he actually tells her.
He wasn't even.
But I mean, they're just friends, and that's all he had to go with was friendship, so.
Yeah, they're just friends.
She was flirting back with him, too, so.
I mean, so, like, when it comes to, like, guy and girl friendships, where do you think something crosses the line from, like, just being friendly, like, friendly interaction into flirting? Oh, my God. I don't think that's flirting.
I don't know. Like, I've had lots of, like, friends who are girls, and, yeah, it kind of almost organically just turns into flirting sometimes. You don't realize it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I've had people, because I've had lots of, like, close female friendships in my life. that were never, like, romantic. And people will tell me all the time that I, like, would flirt a lot. Yeah. And I don't even, like, I never thought of anything that I did as flirting.
You don't realize it because it's just, like, you're friends, so you're, like, used to each other. And but it's, also, it's natural. But to the outside person, it's like, oh, look, they're flirting and always touching each other and stuff.
Do you think, like, I'm thinking about it now. I feel like to call something flirting, it needs to be something that's, like, intentional on the part of the flirter. Like, if you're not intentionally trying to flirt, I don't think it should count as flirting.
Yeah, I mean, there's unintentional flirting, and then there's intentional flirting. Unintentional flirting is a lot easier because you don't realize you're doing it. It just comes off natural. So it's, I don't know. I've never intentionally flirted with anybody, I don't think, because it just comes off awkward.
Yeah, I guess that's
true. So it just kind of happens, like.
So, dictionary, to flirt is to behave as though attracted to or trying to attract someone, but for amusement rather than with serious intentions.
Interesting.
Ruminate on that for a second. I feel like that works.
I mean, it's like flirt. You just, like, touch each other a lot and, I don't know, giggle.
Giggle. Like, laughing at someone's joke.
You, like, push them down and, like, they say, like, if they're mean to you, like, they like you or something. That's, like, back in the day when we were growing up.
Oh, yeah, like, kids. Oh, like, I don't think they can use that anymore, though.
No, because it teaches girls, like, wrongness or something.
Yeah, I mean, it teaches you that, like, abusive relationships are okay because the more they hurt you, the more they love you or something. Yeah.
But back in the day when we lived in a world with you know, sane people, yeah, that was like, oh, he's mean to you because he likes you. Like, I used to push this girl in the middle of traffic so she can get hit by a car, but she's, I really liked her a lot.
And I wanted her to end up in a wheelchair so that I could push her around or, like, push her away from me or something. I don't know.
Yeah. But this whole thing with, I don't think Jim's a bad guy.
No, not at all.
Also, like, these people were, like, in this post were, like, getting really, like, heated about it.
That's because.
And I was like, so there's, like, I was like, you know, it's just a show. And they were just, like, reading the lines that were in the script.
Well, I do, like, when a show is on for that long and you, like, spend that much time watching it, the characters do kind of become real people,
I guess,
in a sense. I mean, obviously they're not like Jumanji, like, coming out of the TV or anything, but they're, like, I mean, they feel kind of real. You feel like you know them just because you've, like, watched them so long.
Yeah.
Especially if they're, like, well-written characters that, like, come off as real people and aren't, like, weird cartoony idiots. But no, but there's some people, God help them, that take, like, TV and movies so seriously, like, it seriously impacts their life. And it, whoa, you look like you were, like, in Oklahoma or something.
No, I was just listening. I mean, it's, I guess some people can get impacted deeply and they get real invested, but they need to have a more of an actual life or go.
It's very strange. They take everything so personally.
They need to go meet somebody, go to, like, I don't know, keyboard for keyboard dating site.
What?
I don't know, it's for, like, nerds.
Isn't that OkCupid?
OkCupid's for, like, normal people.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess so, but the only reason I associate OkCupid with nerds is because the only people most of my life that I ever knew that used OkCupid were really, like, nerdy, weird people. So I just assumed that everyone on there was like that.
No, like, OkCupid's just, like, normal.
Maybe it is now.
I bet there's, like, weirdos on there.
It's not as normal as, like, eHarmony, though.
Well, no, eHarmony and, like, Match.com, those are, like, normal. Those are because you have to pay for those.
Yeah, so those people are serious.
Those people are, like, serious.
They're serious about finding
some love because they're paying, like, $40, $50 a month for that service.
It's not that much, is it?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I was on Match.com for a while. It's, like, $40 a month.
You paid for it?
Yeah.
Why?
I got it for, like, a one-month free trial.
Oh, and then you forgot to cancel?
And then I forgot to cancel.
Oh, that makes sense.
Then I just kept using it.
That sounds more like
it. Yeah, I forgot to cancel, and then I was, like, using it, and I was like, oh, wait, why am I getting all this money taken out of my account? And I was like, oh, yeah, so I went and canceled it. But
that's why they do those, like, free trial things.
Because most people forget. Everything.
It's called the gym membership effect. They do these things in the hopes that you will sign up, and then after your free month, you'll just forget about it and not use it but still pay for it.
Yeah. It happens. Anyways, so you can tweet us your thoughts about Jim Halpert and if he's the bad guy or the good guy. You've heard our opening statements and closing statements.
Basically us telling you, I mean, we're just speaking truth.
Yeah.
If you don't agree, then you just are wrong, basically.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that, but just disagree.
Well, yeah, because they're wrong.
Or it could be a paradox.
It's not, though.
Could be.
But it's not.
You don't know how the universe works.
I do know how the universe... I know everything. Ask me a question, I'll tell you.
How do you spell discombobulation?
D-I-S... Nope. What?
You already forgot the silent P.
There's no silent P. No, there's not.
Look it up.
Nope. I'm not looking it up. I'm not... I'm not... fucking...
So tweet us your responses, what you think, or send it whatever. Watch the whole show again and see what happens. Maybe you'll start pay attention.
If you've never seen The Office, you should watch it. Because it's really, really funny.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's probably one of the greatest shows that ever was existed in the world.
It's... I mean... I can understand. I guess it's not necessarily for everyone.
It definitely is for everyone.
Some people just don't like that, like, weird, like, cringy, embarrassing humor.
That's because they're too uptight.
No, they just don't find it funny.
They're too uptight. They don't know how to relax.
Or I've seen some people say that they don't like it because it feels too much like going to work, which is partially the point, because it's supposed to be like,
about a workplace.
It's supposed to like be something that you can relate to, and like the stuff that comes up is like stuff that you deal with in life, but it's like presented in a over the top funny way.
Well, yeah, because it's a TV show, so
right. But I mean, I guess I can see why. I don't know, but you should watch it. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I wish I could work in an office like that
with those people.
Yeah, with those.
I was exact like, not people. Like in the office of a paper company. That sounds boring as hell.
Oh, whatever. It looks fun when they're on doing it, and I can sit there with Jim and help prank Dwight, and I can emotionally manipulate someone in there, like Phyllis.
Phyllis is married.
Oh yeah. Well, there's divorce lawyers for a reason.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you got to throw them some work every now and then. So
he's got a different job.
Yeah. Clothes. I don't know why I said that, but moving on to the we're gonna get ready to get out of here. We saw some good movies though over the past 2 weeks. We saw Maze Runner with the Death Cure.
Yeah, the last Maze Runner movie of the trilogy,
and then Den of Thieves. So Den of Thieves was pretty awesome, actually.
No, yeah, it was really good.
It was with Gerard Butler. I forget who the other guy is. 50 Cent was in it.
Ice Cube Jr.
Ice Cube Jr.
Yeah.
I forget what the other guy's name is, like the head guy, the other head bad guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But it's really good if you've never seen. I'm trying to think of another movie that it can be like compared to. But
maybe like The Town?
Did you see that one? I never saw it, but.
Oh, it's so good.
That's with Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, this movie is about like it's about these like you know thieves. They're robbing banks. And
it takes place in L.A.,
which is I guess nicknamed the Den of
Thieves. They call it the bank robbery capital of the world. Because I guess they gave like a bunch of stats in the movie about how often banks are robbed there.
Every like four minutes or something
crazy. Yeah, something
every like 4 minutes like a bank is being robbed.
Yeah,
so that's why it's called the Den of Thieves. But Gerard Butler is like the head of like major crimes units, so they're in charge of like trying to like track all these guys down and. But it gets pretty heated, and they're like the bad cops. They're good cops. I mean, they're good guys, but they get to kind of sometimes act outside of the law to do their job. But it was a really good movie. It was very entertaining, a lot of action, and I mean, the acting was pretty decent.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah. It's kind of long, but it's one of those movies that like it doesn't feel like it's that long.
Yeah, you're out of the movie, and you're like, dang, what?
Yeah,
like where did the day go?
Like you're not like constantly being like, oh my god, is this gonna be over soon?
And then. Maze Runner, The Death Cure was, like you said, the last of the trilogy, which I really enjoyed all those movies. And this last one was pretty good.
I feel like I mean, it's been so long since I saw the second one. I feel like I liked the third one better than the second one. Yeah,
the third one, I think, was really, like, it just had a lot of action. It was really cool. And it ties everything together, so maybe that's why, I don't know.
I think the second one was so different from the first one. I was just like, what the fuck is going on?
The second one was, like, the information overload, like... They're, alright, this is what's happening, why it's happening, all the information, characters, new characters. That way, they just pump it all in the second movie.
I just feel like the first one is just, like, a very, like, simple, straightforward plot. It was, like, they have to get through this maze if they want to get... They're, like, all trapped.
Yeah.
And then they have to get through the maze, or, like, but they'll probably die if they try to go through it, because they don't go fast enough.
And there's, like, giant things in there.
Yeah, like, trying to kill them or whatever. And then the second one is, like, there's, like, zombies and shit. And you're like, what the fuck? Where do these zombies come from? What the hell?
Yeah. Well, that's because that's where you get to, like...
Well, right. And then, like, it ties it in later. But it's just... I just remember being like, what the hell? but it made sense later on. And then the third one is just, like, is a good ending, I thought.
Yeah, and it says Dylan O'Brien is, like, the main character.
You might know him from Teen Wolf.
Yeah, he was in Teen Wolf.
American Assassin.
Yeah, American Assassin. He was in that movie, The Internship, with, like, Vince Vaughn and
Wilson. Oh, yeah, that's right.
He really hasn't been in that many things yet. He's still, like, in the early stages of his career, but he's a really good actor. He's going to turn... I think he's going to be a really good, like... He can do comedy and action. Like, he's one of those, like, multi... He can bounce back and forth.
I feel like he might be, like, Miles Teller.
Like, yeah. I guess.
Or maybe not.
I don't know what you mean, like Miles Teller.
I mean, like, the kind of, like, roles and stuff that Miles Teller plays.
He can fit in. He can fit in, like, anywhere.
Doing stuff like that. Miles Teller does a pretty good mix.
Yeah, he does, like, drama and comedy.
And I guess
he's done some action.
They're, like, action. Like, War Dogs is kind of, like, an action comedy kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not that much, but...
But he's... I mean, they're both good actors, I think, so...
Maybe like, a Shia LaBeouf.
But not, like, crazy?
Right. More sane.
Yeah. More sane.
He did some of everything. Action and comedy and...
Drama.
And all that. Like, when he was the retarded kid...
I don't remember that one.
It was a Disney Channel movie.
Oh, there's a movie right now called, like, something where he's, like, comes back from, like, the war or something, and he's, like, crazy, or I don't know, Shia LaBeouf.
Really?
LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
It's actually LaBeouf. I don't know.
That sounds like you're about to throw up.
Well, both movies are great. If you've seen the other two Maze Runner movies, you'll love this one. If you haven't seen the other two movies, I recommend watching them, because you just won't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, you'd be totally lost.
Yeah, this is not one of those movies where you're like, you can skip. You can skip. Yeah, I know. If you don't start from the first one, there's only three. But you're not going to know who anyone is, or the characters, or why people are acting the way they are. You're just going to be completely lost. So go check out those movies. Mm-hmm. Other than that... we're going to be closing out here. If you have any questions, get with us about the topic we talked about. Tweet us your responses or whatever. I'm on Twitter at Nate Robles 1. I had a seizure. NateRobles, the number 1.
I'm at Dustin Forey, DustinForee. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Bedroom Drinking. Like the Facebook page, Bedroom Drinking Podcast. Or email us at bedroomdrinkingpodcast@gmail.com.
You go and listen to some good music. I meant to make a list this week, but I didn't, so sorry about that.
A list of what?
Of people to go listen to.
Oh.
Me, for one. My song's out still there on Amazon and iTunes, called Best I Can. You can go check out other stuff, like my other sites, Nate Robles Music on Facebook and Instagram. I have a song right now that's like getting a lot of radio play in the UK that I co-wrote with... an English writer. So her name is Vic Allen. She's go check out her stuff. She's got a new single coming out pretty soon as well, which I'm sad, because now it's going to be all about that single and not the one
I don't give a fuck about you anymore.
but the one I wrote, I mean, it got a lot of good reviews. It was a big hit in the UK, apparently, so they like it. Maybe just her, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, you're not on it, so...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like...
They have no idea who you are.
I mean, on the reviews, like in magazines and stuff, and newspapers, my name is in it.
Yeah, that's true.
So, that's cool.
That's cool, right?
But yeah, you can listen to Vic Allen. She has a EP out and all kinds of cool music out, so go check that out. Other than that, we'll leave you with a word of the day, which is going to be...
It's got
to
be emission.
A what?
Emission.
What is that? Emissional?
Yeah, emissional.
Emissional? You want to do that one? Let's do that one. I don't know. Has that even a word?
I don't think so, but it's okay.
I'm spelling it with two M's.
It's not going to have two M's.
It could. It's a made-up word.
One M, two S there you is go. Emissional. Yeah, it's not there a word go. Either way.
If you get to the end of this episode, tweet us the word emissional, which I kept saying instead of emotional.
Yeah, it's which is spelled like emission... with an AL on the end.
Yeah, which is not a real word.
We're making it one. We're going to add it to the dictionary.
Tweet us that, then. We'll get you on Twitter shouts next week. Other than that, have a good rest of your week, and have a good time.
Naked man.
Naked man.